Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Now, I want to tell you that we are Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. Music, like poetry, has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. And news can create a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now pull back the curtain and see a different perspective of our contributions, and you will find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves. In fact, I even felt a vibration. Thank you again for joining us for another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. Good morning and wake up. Student host Walter Pierce is going to feature his diamond segment today on author and poet Maya Angelou. He adds to his presentation by defining the word literature, chain of events followed with information about the disparities in the healthcare system, focusing on mental health. And for our curtain segment, the bad boy himself, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. For our Take 10 segment, we have a special guest, a segment that we're going to feature a song titled Laduma, a South African song created by the artist Exit. So don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked to Quest Community Vibrations. I would like to now have our student host come on and introduce yourself. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Good morning, everybody. And to start off the show, like I said earlier, I want to start off with a diamond. And see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond for today is on Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou was born in St. Louis, Missouri on April 4, 1928. She grew up in St. Louis and Stamps, Arkansas. She was an author, poet, historian, songwriter, playwright, dancer, stage and screen producer, director, performer, singer, and civil rights activist. And she is best known for her multitude of autobiographies. In 1959, at the request of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Angelou became the Northern Coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. From 1961 to 1962, she was an associate editor of the Arab Observer in Cairo, Egypt, the only English language news weekly in the Middle East. And from 1964 to 1966, she was feature editor on the African Review in Ghana. She returned to the United States in 1974 and was appointed by Gerald Ford to the Bicentennial Commission and later by the Jimmy Carter to the Commission of the International Woman of the Year. She accepted a lifetime appointment in 1982 as Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In 1993, Angela wrote and delivered a poem on the Pulse of the Morning at the inauguration for the President Bill Clinton at his request. In 2000, she received the National Medal of Arts, and in 2010, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. The first black woman director in Hollywood, Angela wrote, produced and directed and starred in productions for stage, film, and television. In 1971, she wrote the original screenplay and musical score for the film Georgia, Georgia, and was both author and executive producer of a 5-part television series, Three-Way Choice. She also wrote and produced several prize-winning documentaries, including Afro-Americans and the Arts, a PBS special for which she received the Golden Eagle Award. Angela was twice nominated for a Tony Award for acting, once for her Broadway debut in Look Away, and again for her performance in Roots. Maya Angelou died on May 28, 2014 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where she had served as Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest since 1982, and she was 86 years old. Now, I want to thank you for listening to that segment on Maya Angelou. Shout out to Poets.org for the article, and you just see how much she has contributed to the literature field and our history, and how she was able to go across the world and also give more knowledge and give more information to other people in other countries. You know, she when she was in Egypt, as it said in the article, she was the branch she had was the only English speaking news branch. So that is very important for her to have there, so other people could get an understanding in English. So again, thank you to Ms. Maya Angelou for her contribution to literature, and you're tuning in to 89.5 WSOU. This is student host Walter Cooper. Thank you.
And now we return with the student host, Walter Pierce. Good morning again, Walter.
Yeah, good morning again. We are 15 minutes into the show, but it is now time for definitions. And this segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition for today is literature. And literature is broadly any collection of written work, but it is also used more narrowly for writing specifically considered to be an art form, especially prose fiction, drama, and poetry. In recent centuries, the definition has expanded to include oral literature, much of which has been transcribed. And, you know, the reason I'm bringing up literature is not just because I talked about Maya Angelou today, it's because of how literature has greatly impacted our communities so that we can learn about our history. See, when we think about school and we think about history class, our African-American history is not really taught. African-American history is an elective, but there's American history, which is mostly European white history, and they might include something about slavery. But besides that, we're not really learning about the accomplishments, the struggles, and everything that we have gone through to get to this point today. So what we had to really rely on was books written by African-American writers. You know, you have people like James Baldwin. You have people, again, also like Maya Angelou. You have poets as well, Langston Hughes. You have all these people that that was able to write about our history. And also Toni Morrison. I actually read one of her books. That what Toni Morrison really did was she really didn't shy away from giving the reader the experience of what the characters were feeling, whether good or bad, in our African-American society. She never shied away from it, and it was very deep, and you'll really understand where she was coming from. And you just have a multitude of African-American and Black writers who are just able to help us understand and learn our history when our schools wasn't teaching it. And, you know, this information was also being passed on to parents that were able to teach their kids so that they could get understanding of history. So that's really why literature is important in our African-American life. Because without literature, we wouldn't be able to understand our history, and we'll be ignorant to it. And a lot of things that we do today will be a result of that ignorance. And I just want to thank everybody for listening to my segment on literature, and you're tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. And Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio.
I'm in the spot, no need to ask, you know I want to. Grab the MIC and spit something nice. Drop a cold jewel for brothers that be wanting nice. And for the ladies in the joint, you know I'm glad you came. Please excuse me if I know you but forgot your name. I got a bad memory, but you remember me. You ain't the first to say we had intimacy. But anyway, good to see you again. Party started 9:30, hope to see you at 10. Can't talk to you now, cause I see you with him. But I'ma slide to the side and I'ma leave you a pen. You know what to do, just write your number. And we could hook up and have a private slumber. I love the way the body just moves and sounds. Why, brother, always at the music lounge.
Yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound. Stand up and get live and just move around. To the music lounge, and the host is the brother with the groovy sound. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound.
check 3-4. Crowd jumping up, down like a seesaw. Place to be is where I'm at, y'all here too. Somebody said, oh, the broad is all near you. Cause I'm a magnet for beats that are classic. Shorties with bodies that are fantastic. The music's like an aphrodisiac. But other brothers on the mic, you can see me at. It ain't a thing better than a good soul clap. Whoever got the microphone, let me hold that. And I'ma show that. I feel the rhythm and vibes. Those who drive by, park their cars and come inside. Cause I'm attracted, but not in a vain sense. Sorta like here tonight, I'm the main event. So if you like what you hear, embrace the jam. Everybody in the spot, just wave your hands. Yeah.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound. Stand up and get live and just move around. You are now in tune to the music sounds. And the host is the brother with the groovy sound. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound. Stand up and get live and just move around. You are now in tune to the music sounds. And the host is the brother with the groovy sound.
Can I get a mic check, 5-6? I'm like the news, always gotta bring the lies. To inquiring, people inspiring. Feeling down, I'm here to make you feel alive again. Get your soul moving, this if it's soul movement. Body's a shrine and you up for home improvement. Feel with me, relax back and chill with me. I put my feelings on this paper, so get real with me. Don't leave me hanging, 5 on the black side. I'm all about soul music and black pride. What else is it? I'm glad y'all came to visit. You're really in for a treat cause the flow exquisite. Yourself, or better yet, you gotta hear it. Not with your ears though, but your spirit. Just close your 2 eyes and open your 3rd. Witness vibration spoken in word. Word, y'all.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound. Stand up and get live and just move around. You are now in tune to the music lounge. And the host is the brother with the groovy sound. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound. Stand up and get live and just move around. You are now in tune to the music lounge. And the host is the brother with the groovy sound. And enjoy the sound. Stand up and get live and just move around. You are now in tune to the music lounge. And the host is the brother with the grooving sound. Is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Now is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Now is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Now is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Now is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Is you down with that? I hope you down with that. Now is you down with that?
And now it's time for our next segment of Chain of Events. You see, Chain of Events is an interpretation of the news as it affects our community from the alloys of Newark. It's a report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. You see, Chains of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that you, that's right, you, the Quest listenership, will know what's happening. Now, without any further ado, you need to understand that Chain of Events connects the past news to the present situation. And I have been trying to inform and let people know about the racial disparities and the racial disparities in the healthcare system, particularly, which have led to poor mental health care for Black Americans. Now, there are key takeaways. You see, many Black Americans do not seek mental health services due to the cultural stigma surrounding mental illness. Wealth and income inequality often controls who has access to quality mental health services, and on, for that matter, health services overall. And the best treatment options. When Black Americans seek service, they are less likely to receive adequate mental health treatment if they are underinsured, or under the care of racially biased clinicians. The police killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd amplified the national dialogue on anti-Blackness and racial discrimination. But it's important to address the significant impact that systematic racism has had on the mental health of Black Americans. Now, Marcus Garvey coined the term mental slavery, where I have in the past few weeks been giving antidote by using fables
to inspire people to keep on keeping on and not give up. But more importantly, Black Americans disproportionately face risk factors limited to mental illness, including poverty, homelessness, and violence, as well as significant challenges in their attempts to obtain adequate mental health care. According to the National Institute of Minority and Health Disparities, Black Americans experience serious mental health issues 20% more often than white Americans. Now, the report also says that less than 50% of all Americans with mental health disorders are actually able to get the treatment that they need. And the percentage of Black Americans who are able to obtain treatment is only half of that of whites. And so, cultural stigma is a treatment and a deterrent. In 2018, 50% of Black African Americans with serious mental health issues did not receive mental health treatment. And the cultural stigma surrounding mental illness is partially responsible, according to a 2013 study published by Nursing Research. You see, in our community, there's a long-standing belief that seeking therapy automatically means you're crazy, but that's not true. Those living with mental illnesses remain silent to an overwhelming fear of being judged. In 2013, a cross-sectional survey of African American age 25 to 72 found that both men and women were not open to discussing their psychological issues and were concerned about the stigma surrounding mental illness. The perception that mental illness is a taboo leaves many Black Americans unable to view mental health care as necessary to their health within the Black community. And it is imperative, although the pandemic is starting to help shift the previous attitudes surrounding the stigma. COVID-19 has given the Black community permission to seek therapy as the world tries to process the pandemic. There's a decrease in the stigma and an increase in Black clients reaching out. We are collectively grieving the loss of our loved ones, our jobs, our way of life, dealing with feelings of uncertainty and isolation. Now, when you talk about high cost of insurance and restrictions and limited access, it only contributes even more to the dilemma. Daily survival takes priority over treatment. The environment is a clear result of this country's history of racism and intentional underfunding of Black communities and Black institutions. How can a limited amount of treatment offer and offset a lifetime of living in a war zone? And so that's just something for you to think about as we continue. And when I come back, I'm going to open up the line for discussion. And we have a special guest with us, Tamar Davis, who, AKA, better known as the Black Librarian. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. And as we continue, we have now passed the halfway point of our show at 10:33. And we want to bring on, it's time for our next segment of Curtain with Mr. Shelton Harris. Good morning, Shelton. Mr. Harris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Curtains, as we see it, is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work. Behind the curtain and the stage, some recording artists and companies have grown rich from their support of the community, but what benefits has the community gained from these artists? Today, we pull back the curtain on Sean Combs, whose government name is Sean John Combs, also known as Sean Puffy Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, and Diddy. He was born November 1970 in New York City. He's an African-American record producer and, let me say lightly, an actor and rapper, but he also was a clothing designer who founded an entertainment empire in the 1990s. As I said before, he was born in and raised in Harlem, where his father was murdered when he was 3. 9 years later, his family moved to suburban Mount Vernon, where he attended prep school and supposedly received the nickname Puffy for his habit of puffing up his chest during football practice. He attended Howard University, but when he left after 2 years to become an intern at Uptown Records, and within a year, he had moved up to become the vice president. In December of 1991, 9 people were crushed to death and 29 were injured as crowds pushed their way into a charity basketball game that he had promoted at City College in New York. A couple years later, he was fired from Uptown Records and he turned his energies to his own label, Bad Boy Entertainment. He soon discovered and befriended Christopher Wallace, who rapped as Biggie Smalls and recorded as the Notorious B.I.G. By 1994, Biggie was a rising star, and Combs had negotiated a $15 million deal to move Bad Boy to Arista Records, which gained him the growing industry-wide reputation as a rap entrepreneur. In spring of 1997, the Notorious B.I.G. was murdered, and Puffy's first album, No Way Out, was released that summer under the moniker of Puff Daddy. It included the Grammy-winning single, I'll Be Missing You, which was a musical eulogy featuring the voice of Wallace's widow, Faith Evans, and the melody from the Police's song, Every Breath You Take. In 1998, he maintained his presence on the airwaves. For the movie Godzilla, he listed guitarist Jimmy Page to concoct the single, Come With Me, which was a reworking of the Led Zeppelin song, Kashmir. That year, Combs took home 2 Grammy Awards for a rap album and rap performance, and he also launched his Sean John clothing line. But legal problems soon overshadowed Sean's music and fashion achievements. In 1999, he was found partially liable for the City College stampede and was made to pay settlements on several resulting claims. Later that year, he pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment after an altercation with a record company executive. And in December of 1999, he was present during a shooting at a Manhattan nightclub. Charged with several crimes, including illegal gun possession, he was acquitted in 2001 on all charges. He subsequently made a symbolic break from his past by assuming the stage name P. Diddy and released his second album, The Saga Continues. He claimed his 3rd Grammy in 2004 for his collaboration with the rapper Nelly on Shake the Tail Feather. Later that year, he was honored by the Council of Fashion Designers of America as a menswear designer of the year. Diddy's current adventures is Revolt TV. As part of his arrangement to acquire minority interests in NBC Universal, Comcast committed to carry several minority-owned networks. The arrangement followed pressure led by Maxine Waters in the congressional hearings. In February of 2012, Comcast announced the distribution arrangement of 4 networks, including Revolt. The 4 announced networks and 6 upcoming stations would be chosen among an excess of 100 proposals. to begin airing in 2020. Revolt is primarily dedicated to urban contemporary music, with music video blocks comprising the majority of the network's afternoon schedule. But Revolt's original programming also covers social justice issues targeting the African-American community. His Sean John Foundation has reached out to many in the community. He raised more than $2 million for the New York school children suffering from HIV and AIDS by running in the 2003 marathon. Here's a small list of some of the artists that came through Bad Boy Records. Sounds like a who's who in popular music in the 80s and the 90s. Artists like Craig Mack, his first artist, Biggie, Faith Evans, Mace, Nelly, Shine, Black Rob, The Lox, Foxy Brown, Rick Ross, Total, Janelle Monáe, Fabulous, the list just goes on and on. So let's hear some banging beats from one of hip-hop's best producers, Sean Puffy Combs.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
This kid is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. The fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, it's the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga.
Yeah. Go.
As we proceed, to give you what you need.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. Mister.
Must have been missing coming up in the spot.
Yeah.
How many times I'ma tell you to stop? If me and Faith on the track, artists don't win a job. Now, kick, come on,
move your feet.
Let's slide to the flow when you
hear this beat.
Let's shake it like a pro. Give me what you got. This is gonna blow when you play
Bad
it in
boy,
your
baby,
body.
Sure.
Sometimes you can be in love and having fun. Still not know what's going on. No. Or on the
just baby fat. Why you so upset? Cause you want some. You bought no Jimmy hat. No way, don't give me that. Yeah, I want your back. So can I have your back? Those size 12 feet explains what's in your slack. I know this for a fact. I love the way you match. Can you rescue me? Yo, Faith, where you at?
Bad Boy, Rockefeller.
Joke is not.
make just blazing free. Bad boy in the rock.
You're tuned to Quest Community Vibration. P. Diddy, Sean, Petey Combs, Puff Daddy. Well, yeah, he changed his name. But I need to bring on Tanisha Gardner just to give us an update on how we're doing with the program so far. What is your insight and analysis? And while we wait for her to come on, I want to introduce Tamar Davis, a.k.a. the Black Librarian. I'd like for you to come to the mic and introduce the song from, I believe it's Soweto, South Africa. Please correct me if I'm correct or wrong.
That is correct, Mr. Bay. That is a song entitled La Duma. And La Duma in Zulu actually means reaching your goals and your objectives. The song is actually done by an artist by the name of Exit. I met the artist through a fellow graffiti artist because I'm part of, just as well as being a librarian, I'm a known graffiti artist as well. So I'm a part of an international crew, graffiti crew called X-Men. So I met him through a colleague of his in South Africa. And so he said, I have a cousin that actually is trying to get some music out. So I heard the music, I liked the music, and I let Kevin Glickman, the noted the attorney who actually represented Rick Ross and a lot of other different noted groups, Fugees and what have you, he liked it, and we started working with Exit, and from there we moved on. But the interesting thing about Exit and just in terms of his family background, his great-grandfather actually worked with Nelson Mandela to actually create the city of Soweto. So he has a great revolutionary social activist background in his family line. And I just felt it was important to actually bridge the international bridge, develop an international cultural bridge between United States and South Africa, and that we were so, the Americans here, if you go far back as trans America, what have you, they were so involved with making sure that we can actually stop apartheid in that region of the world and racial discrimination and what have you. And here today, we're working on a song, and there's fellow artists on this particular song, one artist by the name of Diamond, another artist out of by the name of Clay. And we use social media. We also use digitization of information because it's hard to travel throughout the world during the pandemic, but we made it work. And so the song that you're getting ready to play is entitled La Duma.
The mystery push you on the target, and for completely in the bungalow. Intended to do that, so card and get your first 20 and 15 buckles.
Ukunyuga bambe tukubamba Waspitu na mbe mfuzo pange Basata batisha bagwada Isita shweleza zispanga Bafake depresha masa mana senza Amna wadi fresh wana majibu Sapande dupesha yes bro Upse enza bang sende dupesha na manje Afbude do mnyama Zoshia binu gure Ntuse nesaru Sepedu paka na geba butipe I'm keeping on pago, so I put that song in my so the way. I'm sipping on pando, so she's a good dang and just bring up.
Shangalado, Papangado, Tendelado, Tendamago, Sukadatu, Superlatu, Sobelatu, Tudelatu, Shangalado, Papangado, Tendelado, Tendamago, Sukadatu, Superlatu, Sobelatu, Tudelatu, 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 Tudelatu,
collaboration again of putting this song together.
What happens is that, as I may have mentioned before, a colleague of mine by the name of Greta. Greta is in South Africa. He and I are a member of an international graffiti crew called X-Men. And so I mentioned before, I said, well, I dabble and dabble in the music because I'm usually helping people with copyright, trademark information. I'm helping people with contract information. If somebody's interested, I usually pass music on and so on and so forth. He said, Samoa, can you do me a favor and meet my cousin, Exit? I said, no problem. He sent the music over. I said, this is slamming. I said, I don't know exactly what he's saying, but it feels good. And if you notice, in today's rap world, there's a lot of words that are like pretty much jargon or mumble and so on and so forth. A lot of people call it today mumble rap, right? And I said, well, this brother right here is actually saying something. So when I got a chance to talk to him over the phone, I love his spirit. He had a really, really good spirit, a really good friendly type spirit, very, very respectful. We had a good conversation. And then we just hooked it up from there, and we've been talking back and forth through WhatsApp and through all the different social media networks. And I said, well, I'm going to see what I can do with it. Played it for Glickman. Glickman says, I don't know what he's saying, but it feels good. it feels good. But what happened is once he explained it, because, you know, when you deal with the essence of language, the Zulu language, not only are you dealing with language, but you're dealing with sound, so on and so forth, stuff like that. And everything means something, and it's connected spiritually too. So he says, well, tomorrow I can't explain it to you. This is exit in exact detail in English. But what I can tell you is this in a nutshell. It means that you should reach your goals and reach your highest height to help yourself, to help your family, to help your community. And his goal and objective is to be able to become a force to be reckoned with in the music industry, and so that was his goal and objective. But not just to put out music with no content, but put out music that means something, that's the representative of cultural change and what have you. So I said, well, okay. So then Lincoln says, I want to put somebody on this song. I said, you serious? You know, he said, I'm thinking about putting it out. And so now Diamond was on a song, and then Play is on a song, and it was a remix by Crazy 100, who's a noted producer who actually did a lot of work with Nas and some of the noted artists and producing music and so on and so forth. I was like, well, we're getting somewhere, you know. But it all happened by just Dredda texting me
you know, because we, you know, in graffiti, there's the black books, there's the tags, there's this. So Dredda and I, because I was slated to go to South Africa at one point to meet with Dredda to stay in Johannesburg, but, you know, pandemic and what have you, so it wasn't able to happen. But so we would pass each other sketchbooks, or black book, we call it in graffiti, and we'd go back and forth, and we'd talk and so on and so forth, and I met some of the family members. And thing is that the beautiful thing about South Africa is hip-hop is really booming in South Africa the same way in which hip-hop was booming in 1984 with the graffiti, with the breakdance, and with the, you know, the language. And, you know, and if you go to South Africa, you see graffiti artists doing really, really great work and great murals and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's pretty much staying true to the tradition of hip-hop. So I said, I like this guy. You know, because sometimes you just meet people in life and you just click. You just click. Like, for example,
right.
I met my wife, and next thing you know, I fly over to Nigeria, and I get married to him. We've been married for, like, the last 14 years. Have children together and so on and so forth, stuff like that. So, but we clicked. It was a good thing. In fact, today is a birthday, so it was a really, really good thing. So I resonate
to your wife.
Thanks so much. What happens is, I think that all politics, people argue that all politics are local, but I think politics, when we look at it from the all grand whole scheme of things and the history of politics, the history of economics throughout the world, politics has always been international, not local. So I think it's important to continue to bridge the international gap and do positive things and help out each other communities internationally, what have you. Because we have to engage in a cultural exchange and so that we can share our resources and what have you. And that's what I think we're doing in a sense of actually coming together and producing some good music and working with each other. And in lieu of his great grandfather, I think his great grandfather would like to see something like this. His great grandfather Mpanza, out of Soweto, who actually created the whole city, the whole state, to help his people find residence and homes and so on and so forth, stuff like that. So Exit comes out of that type of lineage, comes out of that reality. So I said, I like this guy. He's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a
well,
really,
we have
really
the youngest. I'm going to cut you off real fast because we have the youngest person in the room. And I just want to know what's your take, Walter. Did you like the song? Do you like graffiti? What do you think about hip-hop? Talk to us.
Well, I'm a very big hip-hop fan. You know, I'm probably the biggest hip-hop fan in the school. I don't know, but, you know, I like this music because it had a unique tone to it. And, you know, it's something I never really heard before, and I actually really enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, also, I guess going with graffiti as well, I love art as well, beautiful. And when it's beautiful to see what people can do with graffiti art, the realism and the just the great things they could create with that. So that's what I like about it.
Well,
okay.
I really appreciate your comment.
Yeah, and Mr. Harris, our music director, you're old head like me, but what did you think?
I liked it myself, you know, because, like, when it comes to, like, hip-hop, it's not just our music. It is universal. And the fact that they're dealing with the whole hip-hop culture with the graffiti and the music and the other things that goes with it, that really just shows how strong our stuff is here, that it spreads around the world and everybody else accepts it. So I'm with it 1,000%.
Okay. All right. Let me see if we can get Tanisha in on the line. Tanisha, are you there now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear the song?
Yes, I heard the song. It took me back to my friends in Brazil when they introduced me to their rap music in Brazil. So it's all interconnected, like he said. And music is definitely universal and teach so many lessons. And especially with the graffiti, what's better than that in Africa? Because we always did that, you know, when we wrote on the tombs to spread our messages around. So it's already embedded in our culture to be able to, you know, to be able to tell a story.
Okay. All right. So we're winding down to our last 3 minutes of our program. You know, AKA the Black Librarian, how did you get that name? Even though the show, the interview is about the song and the artist's exit, but how did Tamar Davis get the name the Black Librarian?
Well, while I was attending arts high school years ago, actually I serendipitously read a book. It was a book entitled "The Greatest World's Greatest Men of Color" by J.A. Rogers, Jule Augustus Rogers. I think he published the book, if I'm not mistaken, back in 1920, around that time. And so when I read the book, I stumbled upon the pages of the Sherlock Holmes of Black History, and that was Arturo Alfonso Schomburg. So Arturo Alfonso Schomburg was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico, 1874, and at the age of, in the fifth grade, teacher told him there was no such thing as Black history. So throughout his life, he started changing that dynamic, and by collecting information all over the world, became a member of the American Negro Academy, worked with Du Bois, and all these other different notices. You'll be hearing Harrison out of Harlem, the Harlem Renaissance. You can't talk about the Harlem Renaissance without talking about the Philadelphia Renaissance, Washington Renaissance. So there was a plethora, and there was a movement, there was a zeitgeist of actually collecting Black history throughout the country, because at one time we were told that there was no Black history, there was no information on Black, and there would be no information on Black that would be significant to the international academia. But that was debunked, and so they fought hard for it. So when I read that piece, when I was 14, 15, my objective was to become a Black librarian, to become a presence in this academic field. So,
okay, I got to cut you off right there. I got to cut you off right there because we just run out of time. Calvin, comment or question?
Great show, guys. Good morning to everyone. Great show. Love the commentary. Keep up the good work, guys.
Val, I know you're on the line. Question or comment?
Good morning. Thank you for the commentary. And also, thank you for introducing us to the next Schomburg.
Thanks so much.
All right. Okay, that does it for us. That's a wrap. Walter, take it away. Close us out.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. We're live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. This is student host Walter Pierce, and Quest Youth Radio is the best.
The best youth radio. And once again, I'd like to thank everyone for contributing, and our special guest, Tamar Davis, with the song Exit. Until next week, peace.
Side of me, protect me. Children dying every day.
Candelato, Candamaco, Sucalato, Superlato, Sobelato, to the Lato.